to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Monday, folks. Am I reading this correctly? This is the 21st of January 2008. What a weekend. There was folks, I'll tell you what. How do I start off without going too deeply into the proverbial rabbit hole? Egos, egos, egos. This is what I've seen. I see this is a problem not only in political campaigns, but people that are on the air. If you understand human nature, you understand what makes people tick. You also understand what turns people off and what engenders you to them. And there are some folks out there that just don't get it. While they slash and hack and burn and everybody else, it would be best to inspect your own house. And if you throw a stone and your own panes start cracking, that should be a clue. At any rate, this past weekend, I think I got about 4 hours sleep Friday night and maybe 3 hours of sleep Saturday night. We did have our meeting in Houston, and the people that attended, I am not at liberty to tell you except to say these were very high-ranking people within the Ron Paul machine, if you can use that term. And let me just say this, that they are well aware of the deficiencies. They are well aware of the problem. They are aware, to the point of almost exasperation. But having said that, I think we've got the only candidate that is suitable for framing, at least suitable for public office, occupying the Oval Office. What I've been hearing back from the our vaunted king, King George II, about his rescue plan for the economy, if you can get them to stop laughing long enough, you may tell them, or they may be able to, if they can catch their breath, they may be able to tell you that what a load of hooey, and that is if they quit laughing. The George Bush economic stimulus package is absolutely a joke. On today's program, cash flow program, I had Alexia Norton Jones on, and she was literally born into the civil rights movement. Her father wrote most of the speech, "I Had a Dream," for Martin Luther King. She has become aware of what her father tried to do for Martin Luther King, who Martin Luther King was morphing into. And I'll spend a few minutes on this issue because this, on this Martin Luther King Day, if chances are, if you have the day off, that's the reason why, unless you're playing hooky or you're homesick. At any rate, we'll get into that issue and much, much more on this edition. The National Intel Report. I'm John Stattmiller. We'll be back in three.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
As I said prior to the break, Alexia Norton Jones, she was literally born into the civil rights movement. And through 1959 through 1968, her dad, her father, Clarence B. Jones, was the primary counsel and draft speechwriter for civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King. And it was very revealing because we have our opinions about Martin Luther King and what he was about, who was backing him, who was spying on him, and for different reasons. But what I've deduced out of this, that Martin Luther King was starting to move in directions. They wanted the race confrontation in this country. He was serving a purpose for that. Notice when he was bumped off. Well, the reason he was bumped off, in my opinion, from my investigations into Dr. Martin Luther King, we were only told half of the story. Now, Alexa Jones, you know, her father drafting the first seven paragraphs of I Have a Dream for Martin Luther King, she revealed some astounding revelations that Dr. King was moving in directions, and they knew this, that he was moving in directions that they did not want him to. In other words, he was becoming keenly aware of the banking structure. And the words that had passed through his lips of abject slavery. Well, we can't have a civil rights leader that is going to be talking to the black population in this country about being double-tapped and congratulations, you're now a slave again. Only this time without chains, without the master looking over you, that your prison is going to be one that has invisible bars, that you have been caged, but you are still left with the illusion that you have freedom. And I am going to be in contact with this woman, and I'm going to probably bring her on this show, because we discussed so many important topics within an hour framework earlier today, just a couple hours ago, that she has connections to the Abernathy family and to some of the richest, most powerful black families in this country. The unfortunate part of this, that not all of them are down with freedom. What they have become is a slave to their own mechanisms, their own quest for money and power. But there are some that, if you were to hear their names, you would know who they are. And this message is moving rapidly. Now, we've got politicians running for presidency of this country. Barack Obama is a classic example. That somehow that this is going to serve as a icon for blacks in this country. He is not. What I see developing here, ladies and gentlemen, is a bridge through what we're doing here at this network, who we are talking to. Not all of what we see and hear and do is for on-air purview. But we are bridging gaps, very powerful people in this country that get it. And once they start to walk into the light and tell what they know, give their public opinions, there is going to be bridging like you have never seen before. The problem has been so far, folks, on race issues, on political issues, anything that can be thrown at us, that we can sit around and grouse about, feel badly about, ready to go to war with, or fist fights, or just scratch each other's eyes out. This has all been perfectly planned out, because a lot of these people, while they're busy fighting somebody they shouldn't be fighting, the rug literally is being pulled out from under them. I am interested in one thing and one thing only, getting this country back. And to do this, we have got to build some bridges, which that is being done. I hear people talking about solutions. Well, if you cut yourself, you put a Band-Aid on it, that's a solution. If you accidentally whack your head off, a Band-Aid is not going to do it. We are a decapitated nation. I was very interested to find out what Alexia Norton Jones had to say on the black issue, seeing how she is black. Astounding. I said, the problem here in this country is there is no real black leadership. And she said, I agree with you. I mentioned the Reverend Al Sharpton. And she said, you know, it's kind of strange that he is on, who was the guy that got bounced here because he called somebody a nappy-headed hoe? He's back. Imus in the Morning, yeah. And she said, wasn't it ironic that there was Al Sharpton sitting there with an interview with this guy, and his nappy hair was slicked back. You know, it's a burning process to slick back your hair and make it straight. She said, I just found that almost laughable. Because there he is talking about nappiness, and, well, he doesn't like his nappiness. He's not proud of himself and his appearance, so he's got to go the white direction for a hairdo. As rich as this woman is, I found her to be more than grounded, more keen on social and cultural issues than I have ever heard any black person, aside from Bill Cosby, speak out. And if it is within my power,
if it is in within my grasp and purview to build bridges, that we're going to get together, we're going to recognize what the problems are, and united we are going to fight the problems, then outside of that, folks, short of that, I don't think we really have a ghost chance in hell of getting this country back, because we're too fractionalized off. We're in too many different camps. There's personalities out there, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you what, I know who they are. I know what they do. And all things being equal, there are better people that need to come forth. That much I will say. And I will end my criticism on that note. But use your imagination. Now is the time for the better men to come to the aid of their country. We've made a pretty good start. The bell of truth is ringing loudly. There are those that are starting to open their ears, that are hearing the tolling of the bell. But it is going to happen quicker. We're going to have to break down some barriers. We're going to have to put aside some petty prejudices and preconceived notions. And I, for one, am not one, for the sake of expediency, to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight. I have had enough of that. I have seen enough people doing this, hoping against hope, that somehow, that if you dance with the devil, everything is going to turn out just fine. Or at least, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, on those types of alliances, those alliances should be timed with a stopwatch, not a sundial. There are folks here in this country that they are hell-bent. They have their perception, and it's full speed ahead. But they're really not that intelligent. They're cunning, but they're really not that smart. They're glib, but they're really not that deep. As I used to say, as clear and as deep as a mud puddle. We're going to have to mature, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to grow up. We are going to have to see things for how they really are. Not altruistically how they should be, but we're going to have to look at the situation as it is. And we're going to have to get grounded, and we're going to have to get serious, and we're going to have to grow up. What is at stake here is much more than any one group of people, any society, any culture could ever afford to lose. Having said that, we will take a break. I will take phone calls today, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. I want to get in some financial news. If you're a stockholder out there, you better be on the phone before the markets open tomorrow. We'll tell you what's been going on over in jolly old England and what's set to happen with the markets tomorrow morning. No, we don't have a crystal ball. We can just track and trace the bad guys. And we know what eventually has to happen. And we can sit back and we can watch it unfold. In other words, we can turn the sound down on the receiver. We don't have to look at the pictures anymore. All we have to know is the game plan, and we can see things unfolding as they should. Not as we would like them to, but as they necessarily should. Another minute here on the meeting that we had. Well, we're coming up on a break. I'll cover this after we get back here, but this meeting, this weekend, I mean, it was very, very, very enlightening, very critical, and very crucial as to personalities and what they're seeking and what has to be done. We'll take this break, come back on the other side. 800-313-9443. Getting a lot of different issues today. I don't have a guest. That's why I'm putting out the call-out number.
800, the shout-out number, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I am the all-powerful Oz.
I heard something today on the airwaves I am not going to go into any detail about, but it reminded me of Little Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion.
And I heard the Great Oz telling everybody how great he really is.
And I'm thinking, and there goes Toto, to pull back the curtain and expose it all. Folks, I don't, man, I'm telling you what, if I didn't run the risk of offending people and giving people cannon fodder of which they could pick up and beat each other with, this is why I'm saying to you folks, we have got to grow up. And I'm not calling you, the individual out there, the listener, childish, but I have seen enough childish things go on. I have seen egos run amok. I might have to move out of Texas because the egos are so big, there's not any room to breathe anymore.
That I am the best, and I am the biggest, and people are jealous of me.
I about threw up. I became physically ill. This is what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, that we have
a lot of instructing and teaching to do, and we will bring in better minds and people that don't have the character flaws that you just see displayed on a daily basis. They need to grow up. And it's sad because so far these are some of the components of the machine that have to keep working, but they're not working real well. It's almost like putting a cheap knockoff Chinese part in your American-made car. Kind of looks the same, kind of does the same thing for a little while, and then for some reason it just goes kaflooey and you don't know why. But you know it doesn't work as well as it should. And I use this kind of as levity, as kind of a little chuckle, a recognition. But I am serious, folks. We need, right now, good men to come to the aid of their country. Better than what we have seen. Because my advice to some of the people I've seen out there, bumping their gums endlessly, screeching at the top of their lungs, I just keep thinking, where is their replacement? Where is somebody that's going to be more effective? Where are the people that are more genuine, that don't have the defects and the flaws? I am waiting. It's and I keep thinking, we're going to win with this group? Let me get back to something else here. Because I'm not one of these people, I'm not hidden. I don't hide my feelings. They're on my shirt sleeves. I am what I am. And as Papa used to say, it's all that I am. To some people it's great, to some people it's okay, to some people it's bad. But we need to do better. I mean, we really need to do better. Bill in Alabama. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, could you ask Mike to turn the volume up a little about the past minute it's been going down?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Could you ask Mike to turn the volume up a little?
Wait a minute, who's Mike?
I thought that was your producer or whoever.
Oh, no. Mr. Producer, go ahead. Did you crank him up?
The volume went down about the last minute or so.
All right, how's that?
Hey, that sounds a little better.
Okay, what's on your mind, Bill?
All right. I'm Mike. I'm Mike. No,
you're Bill.
I'm Bill from Talladega, Alabama.
Okay.
I wanted to comment on the death of Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say something about some of the reasons that he may have been killed, and I think there are really multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 65 years old. When he was killed, I think I was like 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kept up with the news, and I knew what was going on. And he was perfectly safe as long as he stayed in his little box of civil rights.
Right.
Well, right before he got killed, he came up with he called it a 10-point plan to end the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got out and he started talking about it cost $500 million for each North Vietnamese that is killed. Why couldn't we use this money to for domestic purposes? And it was his. In other words, he got outside his intended purpose.
And that's
he
exactly
got involved
right.
in international affairs, and that was not what the government wanted for him to be involved
mm-hmm.
in. And plus, not to mention that J. Edgar Hoover hated his guts. And, you know, certain things happened, and he got zapped.
Well, and
it is because he went outside the bounds that he was allowed.
And Bill, you're real close to this because he started to develop international contacts and friends. What Martin Luther King started to discover is, you know, let my people go kind of thing. Well, he realized that the black population in this country was being set up for a double tap, and he knew exactly where the civil rights movement at the federal end was going. But he also recognized something else. the slavery that's been set up for all that was irrespective of skin color, the bankers. We'll be right back. Hang on, Bill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what I wanted to say. I've been listening to what you said, and I agree with you. I certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King, he was an intelligent man. He was branching out into areas other than civil rights, and he made a lot of enemies by doing that.
Well, and he also had people within his camp, and it was true, he did have communist affiliations. And I think he was beginning to see what the game board really was and who the players were. And, you know, he was a man of courage. I mean, to do something like that in this country, I mean, just look, Bill, a couple of years ago. You know, do you think a bunch of white people that know what's going on in this country would get together and say, you know what, I'm tired of being a slave and I want to march on Washington. I'm going to put a million people within D.C. proper, and I'm going to look you square in the eye and tell you, you know what, the gig is up.
You're exactly right, and you would think that white people would have the balls to do it, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't, you know. I mean, maybe, I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up until they find out that the day of reckoning is at hand. But that, these things can be prevented if people are intelligent enough to know ahead of time and try to do something about it.
Well, and as I was speaking about the issue of building bridges, and I'm not saying just building a bridge for my agenda and a group of people that I can use for my own agenda. No. This is not what I am discussing. I am discussing that we now have the opportunity to be honest and truthful. I tested the waters with this Alexa Norton Jones because we don't always know who we're talking to. There are people that are very, very, very accomplished at presenting what they want to present. You know, I call it the Madison Avenue effect. They want to sell the sizzle, but where's the substance? So I threw this out at her about the Confederate flag. I said it has now become in popular culture here to denounce the Confederate flag. And I said, yes, we were aware of slavery in the South. I said, but slavery would have died its own death because we were going into the mechanized, getting away from the agrarian form of agriculture. And it's just not expedient to have human beings doing that type of work. Machinery can do it a lot better, a lot faster, work 24/7 if necessary. And I said the Confederate flag has been used lately. And people in the South are well aware of this. This is the symbol of hate. I said, Alexa, I said, that is wrong. I said, what the Confederate states, what the CSA was about states' rights. She said, I absolutely agree. Now, could you imagine within influential black circles in this country, that information gets out and we counter the propaganda that we're being fed every day? I mean, just, I don't have to tell you that. Tune into the TV set today. Look how they're still using Martin Luther King for their own purposes and agendas.
Well, I wish we could have more people listening to Republic and the GCN. What is it, GNC, whatever.
Whatever.
And you know, to be more informed, people who sit around and listen to Rush Limbaugh, Neil Boortz, Sean Hannity, all those propagandists, they're not learning a thing. They're just hearing the same old thing over and over from them.
Well, and I'm waiting.
People have to be informed. They've got to be informed. The way to be informed is to be informed.
That's right.
I try every way I can to put the information out to people, and I inform them about our local station here, 89.7.
Mm-hmm.
So people can listen to it. They carry you, and they carry Alex Jones. They carry both of you. And, you know, this is the way people get information. And when they get the information, they can spread it among themselves. But people have, in my view, they have the responsibility to inform themselves, because if you don't know what's going on, there's nothing you can do about it.
You're nothing but the chattel slave out there. You are ineffectual. You may not, and I've heard people say this before, Bill, you're useless. Now, I do not consider anybody that's still living and breathing in this country to be useless. They may not be as effective as they could be. Maybe they're just bumps on the log right now. But there are going to be a series of things in this country that's going to wake them into consciousness. And unfortunately for some of those, it's going to be too late. But the people that really understand how the deception has gone on year after year after year, they're discovering this, and they're damned angry, and they are ready to take action. So these are the coalitions that I'm trying to build. I want a bunch of angry people that have influence, and I want angry people that have influence, that have the truth, that have a clear understanding, and let them put their money where their mouth is, and let's get on with this thing.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You've got a lot of supporters here in Talladega County, Alabama. We're doing what we can.
All right. By the way, one of the people that I had a meeting with this weekend that was, let me put it to you this way, that was high in the politics at the high end. Do you remember Babs down there in Louisiana, Babs Wilson?
Yes, sir.
She knew her and knew her well. She said, I really like that lady. She said, I really did. And I said, you know, I had a conversation with Babs years ago,
And she had a certain way of looking at things. And I told her, I said, look, I said, for the sake of getting this republic back on track, there's some hatchets we need to bury right now, because if we do not, they're going to pull the rug out from under us while we're still in disagreement. And she understood that. She was a very bright lady, very dedicated to what she was doing and what she had done. And if I can come to an understanding with somebody like Babs Wilson down there, and I don't mean that in a derogatory term, I'm saying who she was and the influence that she wielded. Her little tagline is she was known as Mama Security of the South. So when we were talking about bridging and pulling people in to work in one direction, not against each other, but for each other's benefit, if we can accomplish that, there is so much more that we can accomplish in the future. It's mind-numbing.
Well, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Well,
certainly do.
Well, Bill, I thank you for your call, and shout out to Hay down there to all the people in Talladega.
Well, God bless you.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Appreciate your call. Yeah. Man, my mind was just reeling back to the days and bringing up little snippets and photographs, my memory, and some of the things that were said and experienced down there. I mean, that was my first experience coming down, being a damn Yankee, mind you. Coming down from the snowy white north and really getting into real things in the deep south, down in the New Orleans area. It was mind-altering. It was certainly a wake-up call. Ed in New Jersey, you're up next. Hello, Ed.
Yes, thanks, John, for taking my call. I just want to voice my opinion and facts about today. Very sensitive to me. I'm not a racist. I married a minority who worked hard and became a citizen and spoke English,
mm-hmm.
and didn't go on welfare. The thing about King is he served his useful purpose by destroying states' rights. And the reason I say that, because I was a supporter and very close to Governor Wallace. I believed in him because he stood up for states' rights.
Right.
So, I mean, that is one of the accomplishments.
Well, let's do me a favor, Ed. Let's clarify what we're saying here and give me examples of what you're referring to so we can look at this thing.
I'm referring to when Wallace stood up when they wanted to bring in, I forget his name, the Negro into the University of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He stood up there. And he stood up for states' rights.
Right.
Now, the point is here, this is what it was all about. The Illuminists want to destroy states' rights through desegregation. And King went to, if you know the background, he went to Highlander School, which was a communist school. I have a picture of him there.
Right.
His background, as far as it goes, they wanted to use him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being used. The point of it all is that one of the last places he visited was Newark, New Jersey. Like you say, Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey, after he left, he gave his speech and everything. There were agitators. And I had a lot of friends in Newark. In fact, I used to go to Newark and walk the streets with no fear. They had a white mayor called Adonisio. And they hated the guy. Oh, we can run the city better than them. And now they got minorities that are running it, and they're running it to the ground.
Right.
The schools are a mess. And this new guy that they got, Booker or whatever his name is, Rhodes Scholar and what have you, he's a sanctuary. They have sanctuaries for these illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, I am aggravated because Newark, they had a riot in 1968 after he left. So there was a big riot and a big mess over there.
Right.
Newark. And then they elected the Negro mayor, and everything went downhill.
Oh, yeah.
So
I agree, yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, and look at Atlanta. Look at Cleveland. Look at Detroit. Look at
Watts also.
What do we have? We have blacks in position of power that have minimal education, but they're real good at taking marching orders. And this is part of the problem. And I'm glad you're bringing up these points, Ed, because these are the things that have to openly be discussed, because it's been talked about in quiet fashion for too long.
Yes, and I'm bringing them out. I brought it out to Michael Piper also.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel bad bringing him out because King didn't deserve the Peace Prize to begin with. He didn't deserve that doctor because he pilfered his, he stole his thesis from other sources. You know that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The point is, Booker T. Washington was a better American than he was. And he should have had a birthday.
Right. Well, and this is going to the point here that it wasn't the best qualified. It wasn't the accomplishments of blacks that was heralded. You took somebody like King that had his schooling, as you said, in the communist school. But King started to wake up, and he realized he was being used, and he had loftier goals. And the Civil Rights Act, you know, this was a federal program. And this is what my problem with Louis Farrakhan several years back when they had the Million Man March in Washington. Old Louis knew exactly what was going on. And if Louis would have stood there and said to the million or so assembled in Washington, D.C., and the millions of blacks that were paying very close attention to what he was saying, and a lot of what he said was pretty good, nobody could argue with it. But if he would have got up there and said, look, here's the deal. You people, through the Civil Rights Act, you've been brought into the federal government for control. If he would have said that, there would have been a rebellion, not against whites in this country, not against Joe Blow living in Kokomo that happened to have white skin, but to reveal the underlying, the underbelly of these agendas. He was on his way of doing that, and I am now in close contact with people that have had the veil lifted from their eyes, that are not afraid to speak openly and honestly.
Right. One other thing that I was upset about also, George Washington used to have a birthday. And the point is now it's all President's Day,
yeah,
including the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is here that King has a birthday, and he's honored, and that really, because I'm a member of the SAR, Sons of My Forefathers, fought in 1776.
Mm.
So I am sensitive. I tried to get the SAR to write letters and what have you about that. No, we can't do that, you know, and so forth. They always had excuses,
sure,
about something. So you understand where I'm coming from.
No, I understand perfectly. And I understand that George Wallace, he's regarded in American politics as being somebody that just went terribly wrong. Because it was in the states' rights and the purview, not the federal government, for this forced busing, forced integration. These issues would have worked themselves out if these people were given their constitutional rights, not civil rights. We would have had a different picture today.
I know Governor Wallace was not perfect. He did things that probably were not right. But the point is, he did stand up. And, you know, they blasted him, so they call him a racist.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the midst of this election. In fact, I went to the Hilton Hotel back in the 68, I believe it was, when the John Birch Society had a dinner. Wallace was there, and everyone was there, and it was wonderful to hear Wallace. And I was very close to him. I got a very picture. I supported him. Gave out, you know, I got a
Ed, picture. Ed, let me ask you a quick question, because we're running out of time here.
Yeah.
In your view, they tried to kill him. They only paralyzed him. He was wheelchair bound for the rest of his life. In your estimation, why did they want the guy dead?
You mean Wallace?
Yes.
Because he was going to run again. And I believe he would have done very well a second time. And they realized that he might have, you know, done so well that he might have threw it in, you know, the election in the House. Who knows what happened, you
mm-hmm.
know. What do you think on that?
Well, I think, it was the issue just at the time of states' rights and what he was talking about. And if he would have had a further platform in which to have public discourse, they would have went against their interest. Now, where this was left at, the Civil Rights Movement, as I said, it was rolled into the federal government. Oh, we got the Civil Rights Act and everything is hunky-dory. It's
you know,
not.
Well, I'm just saying that Wallace, I know when he was paralyzed and whatever, he started apologizing. He had nothing to apologize for. You know what I mean? He did apologize to the minorities and what have you, but I thought that was the wrong thing to do.
No, I understand. No, I understand.
Thank you very much. I hope you understand where I'm coming
no,
from.
No, Ed, I do, and this is the discourse. I mean, in order to ferret through this stuff and then weed out the bad stuff and bring out the virtuous, it has to be openly discussed.
Yeah, you know I'm no racist.
Yeah, and I understand, and I am not either.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people would hear me talk, you know, this way. Maybe these listeners would say, Ed here, he's a racist, but they've got to go beyond that.
No, and that's why I'm asking for mature adult conversation. And that's the only way that this is going to be done, through a public discourse, that honesty is once again regarded as the tool.
I come from England, my ancestors, and as you know, they were slaves to the kings. And
and they still are slaves, just as we are here in this country. Ed,
right.
I've got to run.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. I thank you for your call. Paris, I'll tell you what. We're taking a break. Paris, hang on. We'll take your call right after the break. Well, and I'm also going to give you some news of what happened. They're calling it Black Monday, the biggest FTSE crash since 9/11, wipes off nearly $60 billion in their stock market. Same thing that's going to happen tomorrow when the stock markets open in this country. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leans lot of things. But Sonny, I see one thing beats them all. When I was flying back from Lubbock, I saw Jesus on the plane. Or maybe it was Elvis. You know, they kind of look the same. Hey, hey, look out, Junior. You're stepping on my bed. And I said, I don't see nothing.
All right, we are back. Sorry about that, folks. Late getting back from the break. We're redesigning the website for republicbroadcasting.org. And another thing that we're doing as well, we are going to make available a streaming package to people out there. Yes, you're going to have to pay $14.95, but you are going to get 128K voice quality. You're going to get a newsletter. You're going to get discounts on products. It is going to be well worth your $14.95. You are probably going to save more on deals that we have for services and products, and you won't ever notice that $14.95. At any rate, enough of that. Back to the calls here. Paris in Illinois, you're up next.
Hey, I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
One of them is that the Nevada with Ron Paul thing was amazing. A second place finish was totally, totally good, but the frustrating thing was the media never covered it. That's not surprising. And what's your comments on that?
Well, yeah, there. What did I see today? Let me go back. Let me pull this up on my screen. That I think it was the New York Times that broke down the recurrent races and included everybody, but Ron Paul. And Ron Paul with a second place finish in Nevada wasn't too bad. But is he covered? No. No, they've got the people that have got less numbers throughout this campaign than Ron Paul, but there is a concerted effort to keep Ron Paul out of the public's mind as being a viable candidate that is gaining ground, and it's designed.
And that's, it's really obvious for the media thing. It's so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing is, what are the chances of, I think of the winning... chances of his winning are increasing. I think, what do you think about the future primaries?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question.
What do you think about the future primaries of, like, Florida and all the other primaries?
That's what we had spent 2 days talking about, the very structure of this campaign over the weekend. We I am not at liberty to talk about this because there is purportedly reconstruction going on. And I cannot name names. I cannot really talk about this until it happens. But we are well aware of the primaries. We are well aware of the inefficiencies within the program right now, and we're working overtime to correct that.
And hopefully we'll win Florida. That's the best goal here. The key is here to win Florida.
Yeah.
It has the most delegates, too.
Well, and keep in mind, there's always an option here. There is always an option of Mr. Paul running independently.
Oh, yeah, that's an option.
All right. Okay, hey, I got to go, Paris. We're out of time here. Ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Steve, Clarence, Chris, Brian, and others will get all of your calls. 800-313-9443. And by the way, I've got to make mention of this. Michael Herzog on his program, The American Awakening, on Wednesday, he is going to have Judge Napolitano on. So you may want to tune into that. He's written a book, and Napolitano knows what's going on. And we'll see how much he's willing to admit to the American public on Mr. Herzog's program, American Awakening, on Wednesday. And that starts at 2 p.m. Central. We'll be right back.